This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. This is our one-year anniversary. Yay! Happy anniversary to us, Tom.
That's great, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it in your voice. I'm Elise Glink. I'm here every week with you on WGN. I'm a financial journalist and CEO of Best Money Moves, which is my financial wellness company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
It's so funny to think about us having done this show for exactly a year now, and it's really grown. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. You've helped make us number one in the time slot. We've loved hearing from you. Tom loves hearing from you. We think your questions are great. So if you want to talk to us or talk to Tom, ask a question, call 630-934-1855, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. So let's kick it off with some news that happened sort of midweek. Two interesting things. Jamie Dimon, who is the chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase, chairman and CEO, maybe, I think so, heads up that big bank. Basically, he came out and said, brace yourself, folks. We're going to have an economic hurricane caused by the Fed and the Ukrainian war. And he said that gas and oil prices, a gallon of gas could go skyrocketing because a barrel of oil could reach as high as $150 a barrel. And right now it's around $110. Just wondering what you think of that. That seems very out there for him.
Well, you know, specifically for Jamie Dimon, who said, you know, we have the strong labor market. He thinks things are, you know, going to work out to a certain extent. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, I mean, here, you know, J.P. Morgan, largest bank in America, Jamie Dimon, one of the most, I guess, listened to, revered CEOs in America and, quite frankly, the world. Part of, I think, what he's talking about, certainly with the oil prices, you know, China now is coming back online. They've had all these shutdowns. Well, you know, when we look at oil, that's a global market. It's not an American market. So when we can say oil prices can continue to rise, well, I think that's a valid analysis. And so really what it comes back to, Elise, is we always talk about how is that going to impact individuals, especially when it relates to their investments, their retirement plan, all of those things. These are some things that we may want to take into account, you know, from my standpoint, and all of these are opinions, just like Jamie Dimon's is an opinion. Nobody knows. The market could rally. I know it's down year to date. We just don't know. Nobody knows. But I think, you know, being on the side of caution, certainly, again, if you're nearing or in retirement, is not a bad place to be right now, you know, and positioning yourself to be more defensive in this type of market.
No, I agree with that. I mentioned this to my kids earlier in the week that this guy sent around this story that was in the Wall Street Journal about his comments. And their first question to me was, are you and Dad doing anything with your money that's different? Are you going to make any changes? And they know that we are not big believers in market timing, right? The fact that we've got a recession coming, you and I have been talking about that for the last few weeks, and we've talked about, you know, how you want guaranteed income in retirement. And if you're in your 40s and 50s, the answer is to keep salting money away because the market's going to come back. Now, it may not come back in 4 months like it did in 2020, which was remarkable, given that 50 million people lost their jobs, but it might take a little bit longer, but I thought that was just the change of tone was sort of interesting. And the same day, Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, said that she was wrong about inflation being transitory. So remember when inflation started shooting up last year and everybody said, oh my gosh, it's here to stay. And actually Jamie Dimon said, no, I think it's here for a while. And the government said, no, 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 we think this is transitory. You know, the Fed said, no, it's transitory, meaning it's temporary. It's not going to be entrenched. We're not going to have a long period of inflation. It's going to be okay. And she came out and said, nope, I was wrong. It's more entrenched than we thought. What do you make of that?
Isn't there a phrase where we say, thank you, Captain Obvious? I don't know. I don't mean to be too tongue-in-cheek about it. Sorry about that. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're reminded every day we go fill up our gas, every day we go to the store. I mean, it's in our face constantly. It's been, and we know it's impacting the individuals and the we look at consumer confidence, we look at a number of things. And I think, you know, we had talked about this earlier before we were on air, but about, you know, what's happening now with some of these people going back to work, some of the retirees. I mean, you think about it, if you're in retirement and you're on a fixed income, you know, expenses don't go away, whether you have a mortgage, you know, your real estate taxes or both. You have health care, you have clothing, transportation, all these things, and they continue to rise. Man, that is a tough position to be in. So there's a lot going on today that we need to work through, because uncertainty is bad enough when we're dealing with the market, and certainly that exists now. But uncertainty in your retirement plan, that's tough. That's tough. So those are some things we certainly should address and maybe talk about.
Well, you know, and to that point, you know, with this uncertainty, 25% of Americans have decided to delay retirement because of inflation and the economy and the uncertainty. You know, they're paying more for rent, get groceries and gas, right? Three basics, God, you know, and Netflix. Boy, that's just shooting up. These were the results from the BMO Real Financial Progress Index, which is a quarterly survey. And what's relevant there is, of course, it was conducted between March 30th and April 25th, so pretty recently. When you think about that kind of a survey and you think about what that means, what are your thoughts, Tom? I mean, have you told anybody this week they might want to think about delaying retirement, go back to work, not draw down their money? What are you telling people?
Well, I haven't had those conversations recently, but here's what I tell people, and I would tell anyone, because maybe you're going back to work, maybe you don't need to go back to work. I'm not saying, you know, everybody's situation is unique, but I think we need to take an inventory. Everybody needs to. I made the comment uncertainty is bad. Let's try to create at least some clarity to your plan. Do you know what your income is going to be? Do you know where those things are going to come from? Do you know what your income needs are? You know, there was a study by Employee Benefit Research Institute that close to 40% simply guess at what they need. And so I think there's an opportunity here to really, for example, just one quick example, Social Security. Do you know what your Social Security benefit is going to be? Go to SSA.gov. You can find out for you if you're married, your spouse. You may have $70,000 of income coming in a year. Do you know that? And maybe that changes your decisions today. Keep in mind, every year you defer, it goes up by 8%. And oh, by the way, cost of living, they don't call it that, but there's also an inflation component to that. Last year it was 5.9. This year it could be even higher. That's on top of the 8%. So, you know, again, imagine if you could sit back and say, yep, I know that I'm going to have, and then if there's a pension or you use an annuity to create income, where you can say, regardless of my investments, regardless of the market, I'm replacing that income and I'm going to have whatever the number is, $6,000 a month, $10,000 a month coming in. Maybe that's going to change your perspective on how you react today. Maybe even reduce the stress level. So these are things I think we want to try to get our arms around and understand, where do we stand today?
Yeah, no, it's really important. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about retirement and money and all of this crazy news that's going on this week. Give Tom a call, 630-934-1855, if you want to talk about your money with him, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth Anniversary Show. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, founder and principal of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about your money. Today, we're talking about the news, inflation, and your money in retirement. So, Tom, one of the things that I think people are really worried about, and I think that survey we talked about last segment kind of covered this a little bit, but the whole cost of health care and retirement. So the latest research is showing that retirees will need close to $300,000 per person to cover non-covered medical expenses in retirement. And by the way, another study I saw this week says that if you live to be 65, you're likely to live past 90. So that number's going up. Principal Financial Group found that 64% of Americans feel that possible medical bills are a prime factor that's preventing them from feeling financially secure about their future and their retirement. You know, medical bills, health care, it's just those costs are just going up and up. How are you helping people think through that? And what do you think we should do, think about it, actually?
Well, it's interesting because there's all of these headwinds we have to deal with when we go into retirement. You know, you talk about things that we're aware of. We talk about market risk, the risk of taxes going up. There's also longevity risk. And, you know, it's the old good news, bad news. You know, The good news is you're going to live a long time. The bad news is you're going to live a long time. We need to have the money for these long life expectancies. And so when we talk about healthcare, you know, this is one of the expenses. And so one of the things, as much as possible, and I try to help, you know, you can get some estimates. So when you talk about $250,000, I've seen a Fidelity, that's an expense in retirement. Now, this is over a period of years. So it's not uncommon when I'm dealing with this and we're looking at, you know, again, knowing your numbers, knowing what you really need. I'm a fan of always erring on the side of conservatism when it comes to, okay, maybe I add in a little fudge factor. I add a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And so for healthcare, you know, it's not uncommon. And, I have the ability to do the analysis to give an idea where you're going to be. And I do that for clients or anyone. But, you know, let's say it's $2,000 a month. That's not out of realm. So you may have to say, okay, I need $25,000 a year in retirement to cover my healthcare expenses. It's an expense. Now, over many years, that's going to be the $250,000, $300,000. But if you need that, you need to incorporate that into what do I need? What is my budget? And then on top of that, of course, the other things such as property tax of $10,000, food and clothing and all those things. Those things start adding up. But yes, included as an expense in your retirement. It's one of the retirement, part of the retirement income you need to cover as part of your plan.
One of the things that I think is so valuable is when you walk people through the whole process of thinking about expenses in retirement. Because I think for a lot of people, they're like, I've paid off my mortgage, I'm set. But you're going to have property taxes. Maybe those are $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a year. You're going to have maintenance and upkeep for that property, that house. Or if you live in a condo, you're going to have an assessment. And even then, you may have a special assessment. Then the expenses of maybe $5,000 or $10,000 per person for healthcare costs that are not covered. You know, you add that in. If you've got a pet, a retiree pet, that's going to be, I can't believe what my friends spend on their dogs. I mean, it's crazy. So you've got that expense plus travel plus, you know, as fuel. You point out, food, right? What? Fuel, food, clothing, utilities, and all the rest. So, you know, it's kind of hard when I just do a back of the envelope calculation to even think about how people retire on an income of less than, say, $100,000 a year. And to your point, maybe you've got $50,000 or $70,000 of that covered with Social Security. But what about the rest? What happens to the next, you know, $50,000 to $80,000 of income you might need? Where does that come from?
Well, there's a few different sources. You know, for those of you who don't have a pension, you can also use annuities are examples. I mean, there's all of these different, you know, you should do the due diligence. I'm more than happy to send information out to you. In fact, I put together what I call the income planning packet. I can send it to anyone. It includes the budget worksheets. I can email it to you. It's set up. So you can go through these exercises and really start to figure some things out. As far as creating income, well, there's a couple options in addition to Social Security, that's a lifetime income. Making that decision and making the right decision, you can use annuities. The way they're set up, the ones I typically talk about are the ones where you still have the account value, you still have the underlying investment, but what you also get a guaranteed income stream. In fact, you can set it up for a joint lifetime income stream for those of you that are married, so it continues for both of your lives. You can do it with IRA money and non-IRA money. So there's ways, to get these income streams, still have the investments, but these are things where you can have some certainty and clarity of saying this paycheck's coming in every month regardless. So those are things that you can incorporate into your planning. Also, this is not a guarantee, but dividend-paying stocks, maybe you can get somewhere to 3 to 4%. That could be another piece of the income. Again, not guaranteed, but this is how we start to build an income strategy. In addition, have, of course, the investments that when you want to pull out the $10,000, $20,000 to do some things that are fun, or if you want to give gift to children or grandchildren. But this is how we start to create a plan, and we've talked about at least there's more than one piece to your plan, and this is just how you start to construct a retirement plan.
Yeah. No, I think it's incredibly helpful and important. Now, over the last few weeks, and you can go back and check out our past podcasts at WGNradio.com/ This Week in Wealth, but just go to the website and you'll find it. We have talked about inflation and how, you know, when you're running at 7, 8, 9% inflation, that can really impact your finances. And there are some things we've talked about in the past And I know people are actually listening to us, Tom, because I keep hearing back. We recommended that you go buy some I-bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I-bonds are paying, what do we say, 9.62% right
now? It's 9.62.
That's amazing. And that
mm-hmm.
could go up as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the next
yep.
6 months, right? Because it's yep. every 6 months that adjusts.
Every 6 months, they declare the interest rate for the next 6 months. Yep.
So there are, you know, but there are people, and we know because we started this show today with a, you know, this study, who are worried about inflation taking a bite. Now let's reverse that and talk about the other thing Jamie Dimon said, because, you know, with this economic hurricane, you could expect people to start losing jobs, and we are seeing cuts already, although the number of jobs available still way outpaces the number of people looking. But you could see an issue with jobs. You could certainly see the housing market stall, and we're already seeing evidence of that as well. You know, interest rates are now nearing 6%, far higher than anybody in the real estate industry thought they'd be. And it's basically causing the housing industry to just put on the brakes. And in fact, the Mortgage Bankers Association this week announced that applications had fallen by 51% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to people if they suddenly feel like the value of their house is, you know, down by 10, 20, 30%?
It's, you know, it's the same, you know, when we talk about the market, when, it, you know, this is consumer confidence. This is, and that has can have a big impact. You know, some of these things come sometimes become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, we talked about that too, right?
Yeah, and so it is not helpful because you would think consumer confidence, how does that really drive the economy? I mean, it's not buying and selling. It's not production. It's not, you know, jobs. But it does. It has. That's the consumer. You know, you hear the term a lot of the times. I'm not totally agree with it, but 70% of the economy is driven by consumers. Well, if the confidence is lower, you don't feel you have the money in your pocket, you're not going to spend. And so, these are important. Where again, this can impact the market, impacts your 401k, impacts your investments. So there's a lot of headwinds. This is one of them because, you know, when assets start to lose value, whether it's your home, your real estate, your investments, you know, it can be pretty impactful. And this is why I made the comment earlier, at least when we've talked about it, is, you know, in this type of market, it might make more sense to get in more of those value stocks, get in defensive sectors like utilities and healthcare and energy, consumer staples, if I didn't mention that. But you can do these things in your portfolio, still have exposure to growth, but also try to protect a little bit on the downside.
Well, I think that everybody needs to know what they have, what they own, what they owe. I think your planning packets are a great place to start. You've got one that looks at estate planning, income planning, asset planning, investment planning, tax planning. You can get all of these for free. I have them. I think they're great, Tom.
Thank you.
You can nicely done. You just give Tom a call. You can ask for them, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Just fill out the form, and they will put them in the mail to you the next day. All right. Well, you know, our time basically is up, Tom. I hate to say it because we run short every week. There's a million
yes.
other questions I have for you. But again, very excited. We've gotten through our first year of the show. I think it's really fun doing this with you, and I'll come back
Thank
next
you.
Week if you will.
We're into year two. So.
Yes, we're into year two. And if you're listening and you want to listen to the past episodes, please go to WGNradio.com, and you can click on podcasts, find us there, or connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Have a great week, everybody, and until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.